This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What's up, Motiversity fam? If you're loving our daily motivation and are hungry for powerful conversations that'll ignite your mind and propel your journey, you've got to check out Tom Bilyeu's podcast, Impact Theory. Dive deep into the minds of the world's most sought-after guests, the game changers, innovators, and thought leaders who crack the code to success. And Tom's insatiable hunger for knowledge gives the show urgency and relevance while giving listeners the knowledge, tools, and empowerment to take control of their lives and develop true personal power. Imagine a virtual mentorship with visionaries like Tony Robbins, Simon Sinek, and Tim Ferriss. Tom dives into their stories, extracting the wisdom and strategies that have shaped their extraordinary lives. It's not just a podcast. It's your roadmap to personal evolution. Impact Theory will challenge your thinking, push your limits, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Find Impact Theory wherever you listen to podcasts and join the community of impact-driven individuals who are changing the game. Remember, Motiversity fam, it's time to unleash your potential. Tune into Impact Theory and let your transformation begin.
I was pushing for a long time to drop out of high school, but everyone thought about us f***ing stupid. Even my own business mentor was like, "Eman, don't do it, this f***ing ridiculous." Everyone else around me was like, "Dude, like, what are you doing?" Now I look like I'm a genius for doing and stuff like that, but at the time I looked just so f***ing stupid. So yeah, the reason behind why I dropped out of high school was because I genuinely, at that point, could not manage doing high school and business at the same time. I don't advocate dropping out of high school. I don't advocate dropping out of college. I don't advocate anything within that realm. I'm just sharing my personal experience because so many of you guys have asked. The reason I dropped out of high school was because, dude, I was getting like 2-3 hours of sleep a night. I was trying to juggle both things. I've always just kind of had to make my own money, be the man for myself, take care of myself. Around the time that I dropped out of high school, or before then, I was just doing simple freelance work, you know, because to me that was a simple equation. You put time in and that equates a certain amount of money, and then you put a value on what your time is worth, and that's how much money you get per hour. So yeah, that's what I was doing. And then I got more into the business side of things. Social media was initially how I first started social media marketing. That was kind of how I got my start, that with my personal brand, which actually got me all those opportunities.
I always emphasize to you guys that you really do need to pick and choose who you're friends with, and that different people are going to serve different purposes in your life, and that's okay. So I've been super blessed this last like 6 months because I've met so many people whose vision aligns with mine, and it's so cool to see, you know, people like Reed just going places, 17. One of my friends, Ted, he's 18, going places. Even meeting people who are a lot older than me, people like Quentin, I'm good friends with, he's whatever, 23. One of my friends, Bob, he's an investor. I'll show you guys a bit more of him. He's coming literally to London, staying with me tomorrow. It's so, so cool. And guys, don't underestimate the sort of energy you can get from other people. It really, really does spread. So if you're hanging around, and I hate to say it, a bunch of losers, if you're hanging around people who don't really understand what you're trying to do, that dampens your energy. Now, I don't want to get too esoteric with this, but look, I really do believe that there's like a subliminal energy and that we're all sort of, you know, outputting a different energy. If you're trying to be on one wavelength and someone else is on another, it won't work, guys. And for a long time, I was sort of, I'd say lonely. I would have friends that I joke with, but for a long time there was people that were in my life, but I couldn't really share my vision with. I couldn't talk too openly about my goals and my aspirations, and you end up feeling quite lonely from that, and it's something I had to deal with for quite a while. But look, that's fine. Honestly, I would rather be alone with my own thoughts than with people who are negative, berate what I'm trying to do in my life, because at the end of the day, those people are just scared that you're gonna rise up and find no use from them anymore. Don't get angry at people when they throw negativity, throw hate your way, because at the end of the day, they're just scared that you're gonna develop so much that you find no use for them anymore. I've seen that time and time again in my life, and it's something I've sort of had to move past. So I know there's a lot of you guys watching who, you know, you have friends who don't really understand what you're trying to do. Don't get angry at them, but also you don't need that shit in your life. Cut that out immediately. Trust me, being lonely for the next couple months, couple years, it's gonna be fine, because there's someone out there who loves what you're trying to do. They love the vision you have, the drive you have, the passion you have. Look, you could be into the weirdest shit. It doesn't matter. There's someone out there who shares that same interest, shares that same passion. And once you meet that person, I swear the amount of energy you guys will bounce off each other, it's incredible, and it's worth it.
Start your business, you start your online business while you're in high school, while you're in college, while you're doing your job, and then it gets to the tipping point, right, where you have enough money from your online business or whichever business you're doing that it can sustain your lifestyle. You know, so I figured out, what is my overhead? And this is, like, people think, oh, man, you took the risk, you burned the bridges, you dropped out of high school. No, I thought about it systematically. How many months do you think you need in savings to make this like a viable option? And I went, okay, I need 4 months, because 4 months will give me enough time. Like, I'm already in that mentality, sink or swim, but 4 months is enough time for me to really get my shit together and take this properly. Okay, so I go, I need 10,000 pounds, basically. And I need to get 10,000 pounds, and I need that either lump sum in deposit or written contract, right? Binding written contract. So I go, all right, what's my time frame to do this? Because you need a time frame for these goals. I go, okay, if I can do it in the next 8 weeks, then I'm going to drop out. And I did it in 2.5, roughly. In 2.5, I signed 3,500 a month pounds in retainers, binding contract. And those contracts, all those contracts are for 3 months. So if you average it out, the last month lost, it made roughly 2,500 pounds. So that was my thinking behind how to drop out of high school. You know, show that you're putting in effort, and you can drop out of high school before 18. But I do not recommend it for pretty much 99% of you. You know, I knew I was gonna make it happen because keep in mind, I had a track record. You know, I've been reading a book a week since I was 14. You know, I've built up discipline. I've built up a work ethic. You know, so for me, I had a really good skill set going into this. Now, how are you actually gonna make that money? You know, how are you even gonna get to how are you gonna get to tipping point? How are you gonna get to the overhead you need to get to? Realistically, and as I said, I have no attachment to any sort of financial vehicle out there. Realistically, online business is the only way to grow that quickly and scale that quickly. So, you know, in terms of online business, you have Amazon FBA, which is great. You know, there's people crushing it, but you need a bit of a startup cost for that. If you do, go for it. You've got drop shipping, once again, great. You've got affiliate marketing, once again, great. With FBA and affiliate marketing, really, if you want to get started properly, you need at least, I would say at least $1,000 to $3,000. Then you've got stuff like social media marketing. Once again, that's great, because you don't really need much equipment. You know, you can start running ads, you can start doing the management and the growth of clients' pages. And like, what to get one client at a K is so f***ing easy. You know, and now you're making 1K a month, and that's great. That, for most of you guys, that'll even cover your overhead. The next one is friendships. You know, a lot of people out there, if you don't talk to them for a while, they'll be like, oh, you switched on me, or you turned on me, or you're a fake friend. It's like, no. And luckily, I never had this in my friend group, or at least seriously, but it's like, no, I'm not a f***ing fake friend. I'm just trying to build my future, and I'm busy, so I can't talk to you every f***ing day or see you 3 times a week, all right? So you should feel absolutely zero remorse. And for 6 months, you know, you gotta hide in your office or hide in your bedroom or do whatever and immerse yourself in work. So that way you can come out on the other side. A lot of the time, you know, even with some of my best friends, I've had it where it comes across that maybe I'm a little snobby or maybe I think a little bit too much of myself or something along those lines. But that's not it at all. It's just I literally have to be selfish with my time and my energy in order to long-term take care of my friends when they need me. You know, just remember that. If your friends are telling you you're a fake friend or you switched on us with this thing, it might hurt a little, but ignore the noise. All that is noise and brings along a sense of guilt that really you shouldn't have because, yeah, maybe short-term you can't see your friends as much. Whoop-de-doo. But long term, if you build an incredible business and you have more resources, you can do more cool things with your friends, you can take care of some of your friends if they actually deserve it, and you can also build a business that then you can be hands off with. You know, if you build a successful agency, you can then be hands off with, and then anytime they do ring you for a coffee, you can actually guilt free go ahead and have a coffee with them or go on a holiday with them or whatever the case may be. I hope this video has been helpful in terms of just taking this weight on your shoulder, feeling as though you have to make your parents happy, you have to make your friends happy, you have to make your partner happy. And long term, you should have a great relationship with all these people, but short term, you're gonna have to make some sacrifices, you're gonna have to put your foot down, and you're gonna have to be a little bit selfish so the long term, you can have even better relationships with all these people. You know, you can show up better and be a better friend, a better son or daughter, or a better partner for the person that you're with.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.